Rua.
Rua. Wow. Good job.
做得好.
I just got back from Puerto Rico.
刚从波多黎克回来.
And we had to teach them how to rua.
我们教导他们怎么样这样子.
They weren't as good as you. Good morning.
早安.
Last week I was looking at all Puerto Rican faces, and now they're all Chinese.
上个礼拜我所见到都是波多黎各人的脸孔, 现在我见的都是中国人的脸孔.
It's good seeing you this morning.
很高兴今天早上看到你们.
All right. Today I want to look at the story where the disciples and Jesus, when they went through the storm. Remember when they were, Jesus said, let us go to the other side where the demoniac was at, they went through the storm.
今天我们要讲一个故事, 就是耶稣跟他的门徒们, 他们过了那个海, 要到那个海的另外, 就是加利利海另外一边, 在那个地方呢, 就是有一个被鬼附的人, 格拉森, 是不是?
You can find it in, there's actually three scripture passages that I'm going to be going out of that you can look at later. Matthew chapter 8.
看,总共有三个地方记录到这个故事,
23 to 27.
在马太福音, 第八章, 23 到 27节,
Mark chapter 4.
还有马可福音第四章,
35 to 41.
35节到41节,
and then Luke chapter 8,
还有路加福音第八章,
verses 22 to
25, 22节到25节.
Now, what I've done is, in this, going through this story, I've taken all three of those passages.
我们讲这个, 他在讲这个故事的时候, 他三个经节都会采用,
and I went through them and developed the whole storyline.
然后我们 看过这三个,
because all of the passages kind of tell a little bit different part of it.
因为这三个地方, 他们在描述这个故事的时候, 都讲到有一些不同的地方。
So Jesus, it starts with them. they'd been ministering, and Jesus had been telling parables.
一开始就是耶稣跟门徒们在服侍, 耶稣在讲预言。
He'd been healing the sick, and he's been casting out demons.
医治还有赶鬼。
So they're in the middle of, it said that there were so many people that they were literally, he had to get in a boat because there were so many people on the shore.
因为群众在岸上的群众来听到的太多了, 所以耶稣呢, 就被挤到, 他甚至要再搭上一个船, 然后离开他们远一点。
So in the middle of this move of God with all these people, Jesus says, let's go to the other side.
所以就在这神在运行的时候, 耶稣跟他的门徒讲说, 我们到海的另一边。
And the first point I want to hit on is a lot of times in ministry,
第一个重点我要说的就是在我们很多时候在我们 服事的时候,
we determine our direction by numbers of people.
我们要怎么做, 我们的方向呢, 我们是看有多少人来决定。
Meaning we measure success by, if we have a lot of people, that is successful. If we only have a little bit of people, then we're not successful.
所以衡量成功的标准就是看人数的多寡, 人多你就觉得成功, 人少你就觉得失败。
And that's a really, really bad way to measure success in ministry.
这个是非常不对的, 来衡量你的事工是成功与否。
Because all that numbers tell you is that people like you.
因为人数只是告诉你说, 人们喜欢你。
That doesn't mean that you have a good message.
也不是代表说你确实讲了一个好的讯息。
That just means there's something there that they like to see or that they like to be a part of.
就是只是说他们想要来看你, 或者是他们想要来参与这件事。
So we always have to make sure that we are keeping our hearts right before the Lord.
所以我们要确定就是我们一直在神的面前我们的心与神是对齐的。
My wife and I, one of the things that we always do,
我跟我太太, 我们一直都是这样做的, 就是,
whenever we're ministering, we always talk about everything afterwards.
就是我们在服事之后呢, 我们都会一直讨论,
you know, did God touch people's hearts? How did ministry go? How was the word?
神有没有碰触到人们的心? 我们的事工做得怎么样? 我们讲神的话语如何?
And we look at what God is doing in our midst to determine whether what we need to do next.
所以我们就是看神在我们中间是怎么样来做工的，那我们以这个来当做以后我们要服事的一个准则。
I'm just going to give an example because I just these are things that we can learn from.
我就给你们一个例子，就是我们可以学习到的。
Since we've been in IHOP the last 5 years or so,
我们在 IHOP 过去五年的时间当中
，we have our Overcoming Strongholds on Tuesday nights.
我们在礼拜二晚上有攻破坚固营垒的课程。
And the numbers of people that would come would always fluctuate.
多少人来呢？都是不一定的，有时高，有时低。
Sometimes there would be 50 people, sometimes there would be 150 people.
有的时候50个人出现，有的时候150个人出现。
Well, there was a period of a few years ago where the numbers started going really low.
在几年之前，有一段时间参加的人数渐渐减少。
And so we would talk with one another, my wife and I, and just talk about why we believe the numbers were low.
所以我跟我太太就在讨论为什么是什么原因。人数比较来得少。
Because the numbers can be low because you're not doing what God wants you to do.
人数会减少，有可能就是说你没有做神要你做的事。
Or the numbers can be low because it's just a season that you're going through and that's just the way it is.
或者是你就是经过这个季节呢，就是人就是少，那只是就只能代表这个就是一个人少的季节。
And we determined that it was just a season, that was just the way it was, and we just kept pressing through.
我们讨论的结果说，这个就是一个人数少的季节而已。那我们就是要继续努力。
Well, then again, last year, everything started going low again.
然后去年呢，又开始降低。
But during that time, we determined that the Lord was trying to move us into a different direction.
所以在那个时候呢，我跟我太太讨论的结果就是说，神是要指引我们走另外一个方向。
So this year, we changed some things around to adapt to where we thought the Lord was taking us.
所以今年呢，我们就在我们的事工上做一些变化，就是根据我们觉得神是要我们怎么样来走的。
And things are starting to grow again.
所以现在呢，又开始成长。
So be careful when how you measure success or how you measure, you know, whether you're doing well or not.
所以你衡量你是成功与否，或者是你做的好不好，这样子要很小心。
Never let it be about numbers.
不要看人数多寡。
I have met great men and women of God who have had extremely small churches.
我遇见过就是属非常敬虔神的仆人，他们的教会人数就很少。
And I've met other men and women of God who have had large churches that weren't doing too well.
但是我也碰到其他神的仆人，他们虽然有很大的教会，但是他们做得不好。
So Jesus is in the middle of this big move of God and.He says, let's go to the other side.
所以耶稣他，我们讲到故事回来，在神很大运行的时候，耶稣跟他门徒说，我们要离开这里。
So, when they left, it says in, Matthew 8:23,
马太福音八章二十三节
it says that his disciples followed him.
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。
And in Mark 4:36,
在马可四章
，It says there were other little boats with them.
马可四章四十六节讲说，还有其他小船跟着他们。
Now, if you would have just read Matthew, you would have thought he was talking about his twelve disciples.
如果你只读马太福音这边的记载的话，你觉得说就是耶稣只带了十二门徒过到海另一边。
But they were actually with him in the same boat. They weren't actually following him. They were with him.
但是这个十二个门徒呢，是与耶稣同搭一条船的。
And normally we tell this story and we look strictly at Jesus in his boat with the disciples.
当我们通常来看这个故事的时候，我们的注脚呢，就是耶稣跟他使徒搭的那条船。
But as we're looking at this, I want to also not.Forget about the other boats that were traveling with him.
但是我们不要忘记，还有其他的小船是跟他一起过海的。
Because they were going through the same storm.
因为这些其他的船，他们也经过同样经过那个风暴。
They were in the midst of the same disaster that was happening to the disciples that were in the boat with Jesus.
与耶稣在一起的门徒同样经过那个暴风雨，他经过一个患难。
The only difference is that they didn't have Jesus in their boat.
唯一不同的就是耶稣不在他们的船上。
They couldn't wake him up and say, hey, you know, what, don't you care that we're dying?
所以他们不能像门徒一样去把耶稣唤醒说，夫子，你难道不在乎我们快死了吗？
When Jesus spoke to the storm and it calmed down, they didn't even know why that happened.
当耶稣跟这个命令这个风平浪静的时候，其他船上的人不知道发生什么事。
And I don't want to forget about them because what they had to go through a lot of times is what we have to go through.
所以我们不要忘记那些搭其他小船的人，因为他们所经过的就是我们会经过的。
Sometimes we're following the Lord and things are happening, but we don't see all the reasons why.
虽然我们在跟随主的时候，一些事情的发生，我们不是都能够明白原因在哪里。
So they set out on their journey, and then it said the storm comes.
所以他们开始他们的行程的时候，暴风雨就来了。
And the boat was being covered by the waves.
那个风浪呢，已经把船打到船上去。
As I was praying about what the Lord wanted me to speak on,
当我在祷告说主，你要我在传讲一些什么？
I just felt like there were some of you that are going through a battle right now.
我就觉得说我们其中一些正经过一些挣扎，一些征战。
The battle is, there's an element that you're going to be finishing up school soon.
这里面有一个元素就是说我们的学习快结束了。
And you know that you're going back to whatever area that you're going back to, whether it's your jobs or ministries.
你也知道说你会回去你原来的地方，或是在职场，或者是你的事工。
Some of you may not even be sure where God is going to have you go back to. You're just, it's a question mark right now.
或者有的人现在心中的问话就是说你不知道神要你去哪里。
And situations like that create a storm in our life.
像这样的情况当中呢，在我们的生命中就产生了一个暴风。
Because we know that, you know, we may know, okay, we're going here when we're done, but we don't know what that's going to bring.
我们也许知道说，当学习结束以后，我们要去到某个地方，但是我们不知道在某个地方将会发生什么事。
And there's also another element that's involved in this.
另外还有一个元素在这里。
You've got the, there's things that you've learned while you've been here, things that God has shown you.
你在这里所学的，你在这里神让你看见的。
There's shifts that have happened in your heart where the Lord has maybe told you some things that how he wants you to walk out your life.
神告诉你一些什么事情，神要你怎么样行在你的生命当中，他所告诉你这些事情已经转移了你的心。
And a lot of that is maybe easy doing it right here in this environment, but it's going to be different when you go back.
在这个环境当中，你这个心中的转移，你思想上的转变是简单的，但是你等你回到你原来的地方的时候，不是一个简单的事。
That was a long one.
It's a long one.
And so what happens is it starts to create a storm in our life of questions and confusion and not having answers.
所以这个风暴就发生在你的生命当中，你就在想说为什么，或者是怎么样，但是你找不到一个答案。
Some of you may feel like you're in the boat with Jesus in the midst of the storm right now.
有的人你们看觉得说就在现在你与耶稣一起经过这个风暴。
And others of you may feel like you're one of the other little boats that's following him, but you're just not quite sure where he's at the moment.
其他人呢也许感觉就像那些跟随的小船一样，你也经过风暴，但是耶稣不在船上，你不晓得耶稣现在的作为是什么。
So they're in the middle of this storm and Jesus is sleeping.
所以在暴风当中耶稣在睡觉。
I always wonder why Jesus sleeps when we need him.
我常常都在想说当我们需要耶稣的时候为什么耶稣在睡觉。
He always has a habit of doing that.
他好像是这个是耶稣的习惯。
And we like the disciples are shaking him saying, don't you care what's happening to me?
所以我们就像门徒一样去摇耶稣，你难道不在乎吗？发生在我身上的。
There's that question in our heart that's always raging to have an answer.
在我们心中就是有一个问题，就是我们一直不停的很激动的，因为我们要找到答案。
Do you, now I know in America, like, people might take trips for vacation. Do you guys do that in China? Like,
在美国
drive somewhere?
美国人喜欢度假，花一段时间去度假。请问在中国是不是也这样？
Is that something that people do?
是人们有度假吗？没有。
Okay, in America, what they'll do is, let's say a family says, we're going to go to Disneyland.
所以在美国，比如说这个家庭说，我们现在去迪士尼乐园。
So they save for years so that they can go to Disneyland.
所以他们就存钱，存到够钱了，他们去迪士尼乐园。
So they get in the car with their young kids and they head to Disneyland.
所以他们就带着这些幼小孩童啊，就开着车去迪士尼乐园。
Now, I used to live up near Chicago.
我以前是住在靠近芝加哥的地方。
So Disney was in Florida, in Orlando.
那迪士尼乐园是在奥兰多的佛罗里达州。
So that's a 22-hour drive.
要开22个小时才会到。
Yes. Vacation.
你说这个是度假吗？
So as a kid, all you want to do is get to Disney World, right?
身为一个孩子，他最想去的地方就是迪士尼乐园，对不对？
You don't want to travel for 22 hours to get there.
但是你没有想到，你也不愿意要开22个小时去呢。
So we're driving, and it's always, are we there yet?
所以我们在开车的时候，孩子就一直问，到了没有？到了没有？
You know, 10 minutes later, are we there yet?
过了十分钟又问，到了没有？到了没有？
You know, my dad's like, no, we're not there yet.
那我爸爸就说，没有，还没到。
And they give me a coloring book, say, draw something, just draw on your coloring book.
然后就让他给下他纸笔，说画画吧。
So an hour goes by, are we there yet?
然后又过了几小时，又问了，到了没？到了没？
And...Needless to say, we would drive my dad nuts.
所以不用说嘛，我们一定让我爸爸都发疯了。
Because we're always asking, are we there yet?
因为我们一直都在问到了没，到了没。
Because as a child, 22 hours seems like eternity.
因为对一个小孩子讲，22小时好像永恒那么久。
And as a father and mother, 22 hours with young kids is an eternity.
但爸妈来说呢，22个小时有些幼小孩童在你旁边吵，也很像永恒。
See, we don't understand that what 22 hours is as a child.
因为身为一个孩子，你不太没有时间观念，不知道22个小时是怎么多长。
We have no comprehension that we're halfway there. All we know is we're still in the car.
我们就不明白，也许我们已经一走了一半了，但是我们只知道就是说我们还坐在车里。
And that's what happens to us as children of God.
就是我们也是一样。因为我们是神的孩子。
You're on a journey with the Lord.
我们与神是一个旅程。
And the Lord he's taking you somewhere, but you don't have any idea how long it's going to take to get there.
神要带你到某一个地方，但是我们不知道要花多久的时间才能到达。
And we have no idea what it's going to be like when we get there.
我们也不知道当我们到达目的地的时候是像什么样的。
We just know that he's taking us there.
我们只知道说他带我们走这条。
And it creates all of these questions in our hearts.
所以就在我们心里面产生了很多很多的问题。
Are we there yet?
我们到了没有？
What's it going to be like when we get there?
到了以后是怎么样的呢？
Is everything going to be okay?
是不是一切都很好呢？
Is there going to be provision?
会不会有供应呢？
You know, am I going to, you know, have friends there?
我在那边会不会交到朋友？
You know, will people like me?
那边的人会喜欢我吗？
Are they going to like what I have to say?
他们会喜欢我的传讲吗？的讯息。
All these different things are created. All these different questions.
所以就有好多产生像这样子的问题。
And it begins this internal battle that we're trying to find answers to what's going to happen.
所以在你的里面就开始了一个打仗，因为你就在找到底的答案是什么。
And we feel as if Jesus is asleep.
我们感觉到好像耶稣正在睡觉。
So his disciples, they wake, they're shaking him, and they says, "Do you not care that we are perishing?"
所以门徒呢，就赶快来摇耶稣，就说：“难道你不在乎我们就要被灭亡了吗？”
I thought that was interesting. He says, "Don't you? Do you not care? Do you not? I mean, it's like, don't you care?"
我觉得这是很有趣的。他们在问耶稣说：“难道你不在乎我们吗？”
And if we're honest with ourselves, that's how we feel about God a lot of times.
如果我们诚实地问自己的话，很多时候我们的感觉就是像这样子。
Now, theologically, we know that he cares.
你在神学理论上，我们确实知道他在乎我们。
We know that he will never leave us or forsake us.
因为我们知道他永远不会离弃我们。
That he loves us eternally and he's always with us.
他是永恒的爱我们，他一直都与我们在一起。
But there's this thing going on inside of us where we feel like he doesn't care.
但是在我们里面就是有一个东西让我们感觉到说他不在乎我们。
Because if he cared, he would let me know all the details.
因为他如果在乎的话，他会让我们知道所有的细节嘛。
And that's what we want, is we want the answers. We want to know what all the answers are.
这就是我们想要得到的，因为我们想要知道问题的解答。
I have come to realize over the years,
这些年来呢，我已经开始明白了。
That Jesus gives me very little answers.
耶稣呢，给我的答案是很少的。
He doesn't seem to tell me too much.
他不会告诉我很多。
He just wants me to trust him.
他只要我信任他。
He says, step out.
他就说迈步。
And I'm like, why?
我就说为什么。
For how long?
要多久。
What else do I need to know?
还有什么我应该知道的吗？
Exactly where am I going?
究竟我要去哪里？
And he just says, step out.
他没有说，他就说迈开步。
So I used to, back in when I was younger, I used to ask questions all the time.
当我比较年轻的时候，我常常问问题。
And I would become very frustrated.
然后我就变得非常的挫败感。
And so I'm trying to trust God, but I'm frustrated.
我是试着想要去信任神，但是我也变得很沮丧。
Because I'm thinking, see, you start to believe that the problem is that God's trying to speak to you, but you can't hear him.
因为你觉得说，你的问题就在说，你觉得神在向你说话，但是你听不见他的。
I mean, think about that, because it's like you know that God wants to tell you, but you just can't seem to find it.
就是想想看，就是好像说神要告诉你东西，他在指示你，但是你就是找不到，你就找不到。
And what I've learned is, if God wants you to know something, trust me, he will let you know.
但是我学到的就是说，如果神要你知道什么，相信我，他一定会让你知道。
God is fully able to tell us what we need to know when we need to know it.
神呢，他就是有这个能力，当他觉得你该知道的时候，或者你该知道什么，他都会让你知道。
You don't ever have to worry about God wanting to give you direction, but you just can't seem to hear it.
你永远不需要忧虑说，神要给你一个方向，但是我找不到。
See, the enemy wants you to believe that it's your fault.
敌人要你相信说，啊，这就是你的错嘛。
He either wants you to believe that God does not speak to you, or that when God speaks, you can't hear it.
他要你，敌人要你觉得说，一则神不与你说话，不然就是神要已经向你说话，但是你就是听不到。
Because both of those things create anxiety in our heart.
因为这两者都在我们心中造成焦虑。
God just wants us to trust him.
神就是要我们信任他。
He wants us to believe that he is able to get us to the other side.
他要我们相信他有这个能力能够把我们从海的这边带到海的另一边。
So they said to him, they says, Master, do you not care that we are perishing?
所以门徒说，夫子，难道你不在乎我们快要被灭亡了吗？
Now, in Matthew, this is interesting.
在马太福音这边很有趣的是。
Because before he gets up, he looks at his disciples and he says, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?
因为当耶稣起来之后呢，他说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
He was sleeping.
他正在睡觉。
They woke him up.
他们把他叫起来。
I mean, he was having a good nap.
他是不是在睡一个蛮好的午觉？
Now, I don't know how he was sleeping in the middle of a storm.
我不知道耶稣在大暴风的时候他还可以这样睡觉。
He was probably just tired from all the ministry he'd been doing.
也许就是因为之前的事工呢，让他身体非常疲倦。
But they're shaking him, waking him up, and like, don't you care?
他们就叫醒他，难道你不在乎吗？
And I can imagine him just looking at him with his eyes like half open. Why are you so fearful? Why do you not have any faith?
我就可以想象说，也许耶稣半睁着眼就说，你们这些小信的人啊，为什么要这样胆怯啊？
And I used to think that Jesus was rebuking them, that he was like saying, you know, why are you fearful, O you of little faith?
我以前呢，以为耶稣他的跟门徒的说话是在责备他们，你为什么小信。 为什么胆怯。
But I don't believe that now. I believe he was just asking them a question. He wanted them to really think about what was going on in their heart.
但是我现在不这样觉得了。我觉得耶稣只是在问他们一个问题，就是要他们来审视他们的内心，为什么害怕。
In other words, when you have fear within you, you need to examine your heart. Why are you fearful?
换句话说，当我们心里有恐惧的时候，我们要审视一下为什么会恐惧。
And that fear is tied into our lack of faith.
这个恐惧呢，与我们的小信是有关联的。
Because when we trust God with all of our heart, there's no fear there.
如果我们全心的来信任神的话，就没有恐惧。
But when we don't trust God, that's where the fear comes in.
所以只有当我们不信任的时候，恐惧就来了。
Because we don't have, once again, we don't have the answers. And because we don't have the answers, we start not trusting him.
再说就是说，因为我们就是想要找答案，当我们没有答案的时候，我们就停止信任他。
So Jesus gets up.
所以耶稣现在起身。
And he declares to the wind and the sea, peace be still.
他就斥责风和海，风他就是叫他们平静。
And it says there was a great calm.
所以呢就大大的平静了。
Can you imagine that? You're in the middle of this storm and the waves are coming over the top of the ship.
可以想象一下，你就正经过在船上经过这个暴风，这个风浪这么大都打过船。
And Jesus speaks to the storm and says, peace be still, and everything just calms down.
那耶稣就斥责这个风和海，叫他们平静。一切的东西都平静下来。
Now I want to go back to the little boats for a second.
我们现在回到那些跟随的小船。
The little boats, these guys are in the middle of this storm too.
在小船上的人也经过这些暴风嘛。
And some of them are thinking they're going to die.
有的人想说，哦，今天是死定了。
And then all of a sudden, for no explainable reason, it gets calm.
突然间没有什么可解释的理由，风平浪静。
Instantly the storm stops.
就是瞬间这个暴风停了。
And they don't even know why.
他们根本不知道为什么会。
They don't know that Jesus spoke to the storm.
他们也没有看到耶稣对风跟浪讲话。
They don't know the conversation that went on between the disciples that were in Jesus' boat and Jesus.
他们也不知道就门徒与耶稣在他那个船上的对话。
All they knew is they were about to die, and now the storm has just stopped.
他们所知道就是他们快要丧命了，突然间风平浪静。
And sometimes that's how we feel.
有时候这个就是我们感觉到的。
Sometimes God breaks in our lives and we have no clue what just happened.
有的时候神介入我们的生命，我们一点都没有线索究竟是怎么回事。
I mean, we may know God was involved, but we just don't understand how everything just stopped.
我们知道这一定是神的手，但是我们不明白为什么会这样。
So Jesus speaks to the storm and it stops.
所以耶稣命令风跟海要平静。
And he looks at his disciples and he says, once again, why are you so fearful?
所以他又对门徒说，你为什么这么恐惧呢？
How is it you have no faith?
为什么你没有信心呢？
And that was Mark, and then Luke, he says, where is your faith?
那个刚刚是在马可福音里面，在路加福音，他问门徒说，你们的信心在哪儿？
Where is your faith? In other words, what is your heart focused on?
你的信心在哪？换句话就是说，你的心的注焦在哪里？
So when we're in a storm, first we need to examine why are we fearful.
所以当我们在一个暴风里面，第一个我们要审视说，为什么我们会恐惧？
What's causing it?
什么引起这个恐惧？
And then we have to ask ourselves, where are we putting our faith at?
然后我们要问自己，我们的信心放在哪里？
We're always putting our faith in something.
我们一直不论什么时候，你的信总是放在某件上面，某件事上面。
If we're not putting our faith in God, then we may be putting it in our spouse.
如果你的信心不是在神身上，也许你把信心放在你的配偶身上。
Maybe we're putting it in our job or in some other people.
或者是你的信心在你的工作上面，或在其他人的身上。
But maybe we're putting our faith in ourselves that we're going to fix the problem.
或者你信心就在自己身上，我可以解决这个问题。
But if we put our faith anywhere but in Christ, it will start to produce fear in our hearts.
如果你的信心呢不放在耶稣身上，放在其他事情身上的话，你的心里就会有产生恐惧。
When I was younger,
当我比较年轻的时候
，in my early 20s,
在我二十出头的时候
，I was young and strong.
我又年轻又强壮。
And you feel like you're almost unstoppable.
你觉得你的没有任何事情能够阻挡我。
And the problem is you believe that you have the power to change things.
问题就是你相信说你有那个能力可以改变事情。
And God's going to help you.
神呢也会帮助我。
A little bit, because you don't need too much help, because you're pretty good at it.
神只要帮助我一点点就好了，因为我蛮不错的，很有能力。
You figure, wait, God made me strong and he made me able, so I'm going to go change the world for Jesus.
神让我给我能力，又让我这么的坚强，所以呢，我能够为耶稣改变世界。
And Jesus, it's okay if you help me every now and then.
耶稣，你有时来帮助我一下就可以了。
So then what God does is he pretty much shows you that you aren't that strong.
所以神怎么做呢？他就让你看到你没有那么强壮。
He'll put you in situation after situation where you cannot fix it.
他把你放在一个遭遇下一个遭遇，这些你都没有办法自己去把它摆脱。
God will put you in storms where you fail.
神呢把你放在一个暴风里面，然后你在那里面失败了。
And then you become frustrated because you fail.
那你就觉得很丧气，因为你失败。
Then you ask the question, "Why, God? Why did I fail?"
所以你问神，为什么神？为什么我会失败
？And the answer all the time is he needs you to trust him.
这一直的答案就是他要你信任他。
But we will tell ourselves, "I did trust you."
所以你跟自己说，有啊，我有信任你。
But if we really look at our lives, we will find out that we really weren't trusting him.
但是如果你真正审视自己的生命的话，你会发现说你确实没有真正的信任他。
Usually we were trusting something else.
通常你是信任别的东西。
And many times we might have been trusting our own talent or our own abilities.
很多时候就是信任自己的恩赐，自己的能力。
And so the Lord puts us in a place where we will fail so that we can learn that we need him.
所以神把我们放在一个情况当中，当我们失败的时候，我们才学习到我们需要他。
So it took me a while to learn that.
我花了很多的时间才学到这一点。
I knew theologically that I needed God. I knew that.
当然在神学上我就知道说我一定要信任神。
And I knew theologically that I couldn't do anything without him.
而且我在神学上也相信说没有神我什么都做不到。
But practically, in practical application, I found that I was able to do quite a bit of my own strength.
但是在实际应用上面呢，我发现我靠着自己的力量，我也能够完成蛮多事的。
I don't know if they use this phrase in China.
我不知道在中国有没有用过这句话。
Have you ever heard the phrase "God helps those who help themselves"?
有没有听过说人助天助自助天助自助者
？Yeah, that's not scriptural.
啊，这个不在圣经里面啊、哦。
I mean, God wants us to, he wants us to do the work of the ministry. There are things that we have to do.
他是要我们做事工上面的工作，他这个是他给我们的一些任务。
But we need to do it in his strength.
但是我们要靠他的力量来做。
Now here's where the battle comes in.
现在这边的一个打仗的情况是什么样？
One of the things that I've learned is we have a lot of biblical terms in Christianity.
有一个我学到就是说在我们基督教的文化里面我们有很多圣经的用语。
This is one of those biblical terms.
这就是其中之一是。
If we tell somebody, you need to rely on the Lord, you need to do it in his strength.
如果我们对某人说你要信赖神你要靠他的力量行事。
If I were to ask the person that told me that, well, what does that mean?
如果我问那个跟我说这个话人说这是什么意思呢
I would hear answers like, you need to pray.
也许他们会说你要祷告。
Well, I am praying.
我说我正在祷告啊。
Well, you need to fast.
还要禁食哦。
I am fasting.
我也有禁食。
You need to trust him.
你要信任他。
I am trusting him.
有啊，我就信任他。
Apparently not, because you're in trouble.
很明显的，你没有信任他，因为你现在在困难的，你有麻烦。
And that's pretty much the extent of our counsel.
对不对？这个就是差不多了。我对你的辅导就到这里。
So I would wrestle with this whole doing it in his strength thing.
所以呢，我就一直在挣扎，到底是什么意思？我以他的能力来行事。
For example,
举例来说
，God sees our heart, right?
神可以见到我们的心，对不对
？Then he rewards us by what's in our heart.
他按照我们心里所有的来奖励我们，对不对
？I mean, so there could be two people working, doing like just say they're working at the church.
我们现在就说有两个人在教会工作
or working in the marketplace. It really doesn't matter. So two people are working.
或者在职场上， 没有关系，就是有两个人在工作。
And one person is working as unto the Lord and inheriting eternal glory with him in rewards in heaven.
有一个人呢，他是为主而工作的，所以他就承接了这个永恒的一个赏赐。
And the other person who is doing the exact same thing, and if you looked at it, it looks exactly the same, is not receiving any rewards.
另外一个人呢，他所做的与这个人一模一样，但是呢，他没有受到永恒的赏赐。
So I would always be like, okay, how do I become this person that's receiving rewards? How do I get to a place where I'm trusting him?
所以我的问题就是，我要怎么样能够成为这个能够得到永恒赏赐的人？我怎么样能够来信任主？
And I found that a lot of it has to do with the attitude of your heart, and what is driving you.
所以我发现呢，就是你心中一个态度，你做事的一个动力、动机是什么
？For example，
举例来说
，One thing that drives many people，
有给这个很多人的同一个动机是
，is the desire to control things that are going on around you，
就是对控制四周会发生事情有这样子的一个渴望。
So for example， this is what that would look like。
举例来说，就像这个样子。
So if I ask you to do something,
我要你做一件事
and you do it because you're hoping that I will like you more,
你做了因为希望说我会比较喜欢你。
That's a form of control.
这个就是一种操控。
In other words, I will serve you so that hopefully it will benefit me in the future.
换句话就是说，我会来侍奉你。但是呢，我是希望以后呢，对我会有好处。
Many people do that in marriage.
很多人在婚姻里面就是这样做。
You know, I will serve my wife as long as it benefits me.
我要服侍我太太，只要是对我有好处的话。
Or I will serve my husband because I'm looking for something in return. I want it to benefit me.
或者我是侍奉我的先生，因为我希望这我会得到一些回馈。
And a lot of times, if you really look at what's going on in your heart, a lot of it has to do with us wanting our own needs fulfilled or wanting to control a situation.
所以呢，你很多时候你检视的心，其实就是你希望自己的需要得到满足，或者是你想要控制你四周的人跟事物。
Another thing that we can look at to determine what our attitude is towards something.
还有另外一件，我们可以来决定说。看我们心中的态度究竟是什么的
Are you bitter or angry towards the person that you're working with or doing something for?
跟你一起合作同工的这个人，你对他心中是不是有不高兴或苦毒？
I mean, sometimes we'll feel the Lord wants us to do something.
有的时候我们觉得主要我们做一些什么。
And maybe we don't like that person.
但是我们不喜欢这个人。
And we obey God. We're going to do it because Jesus wants us to.
我们要顺服主，我们要做，因为耶稣要我们做。
But the whole time inside we're complaining.
但是呢，一直你的心里面就是在抱怨。
Outside we're smiling.
外表上你在微笑。
But inside we're complaining.
里面在抱怨。
Now, it's a good thing that you're being obedient to God.
对，你顺服主，这是一个好事。
But God wants to conquer your heart.
但是主要征服你的心。
He obedience is.Very, very important.
顺服是很重要的事。
But God wants us not to just be obedient in actions. He wants us to do it also with our heart.
神要我们顺服不只是在行动上，而是我们的心要顺服。
I came up with a new term when we were in Puerto Rico.
在波多黎各我就创造一个新说的说法。
You know those people that just bother you?
你知道那个一直来烦你的人吗？
You know, you have certain people you work with and they just bother you.
就是在跟你一起工作的人，这些人就常烦你。
So you try to go work in a different area, so you don't have to be around them.
所以呢，你就想说，我换一个地方，到那边去工作，所以我就不需要跟这些人在一起。
So now you're working in another area, and there's another person that one of those people that just bother you.
然后呢，你到了这个第二个地方呢，就其中又有一个人呢，又让你觉得很厌烦。
Or you run into them at church. It's like, oh, I love going to church, but man, this one person just irks me, just really rubs me the wrong way.
或者你想要去一个你想要的教想去的教会，但是在教会某个人呢，就是跟你，你就觉得跟他处不来。
I now call them special people.
我现在给他们有一个名称叫做特别的人物。
Because Jesus gave them to us special.
因为耶稣特别把这些人给我们。
And no matter where you go, there will always be special people.
无论你到哪里去，都会有这些特别的人物。
People that just upset you，
这些会让你
Jesus gives them to you as a gift.
因为耶稣把他们给你呢是一个礼物。
Because he wants your heart and he wants you to have to deal with some things.
他要你心的改变，他要是要你去怎么样处理这些事情。
How many of you are married in here?
有多少结婚的人请举手。
Okay. When we get married, we're just like, ah,、oh, so beautiful.
我们结婚我们就觉得哇好美啊。
And she's like,He's so handsome.
Right. 然后你那个太太就说 just,、啊、先生好英俊啊。
We're just madly in love.
因为我们就是在疯狂的恋爱当中。
And then a few years later, we wake up one morning and they became that special person.
但是过几年后某天早上你醒来你的配偶已经变成那个特殊的人物。
We're like, what happened to my spouse? They're a special person now.
我的配偶发生什么事情他们现在怎么转变成特殊人物了
They were always a special person.
其实他们一直都是特殊人物
And the Lord knew that someday you were going to see that.
主知道有一天你会看见
Because you're a special person also.
因为你也是一个特殊人物、啊、
So God looks at how we handle individuals in our life, how we deal with them.
所以神要看就是我们对这些个别的人我们怎么样与他们相处。
Because he wants our hearts.
因为他要的是我们的心。
He wants us loving one another fully.
他要我们完整的去彼此相爱。
He don't want us pretending to do it. He wants us really doing it through his power and his strength.
他不要我们是假装着这样子去爱他们而是要根据他的力量好真正的去爱别人。
If you're frustrated,
如果你现在觉得很挫败,
then you are not trusting God.
那你就现在没有在信任神。
And you are doing something in your own strength.
你是靠着自己的力量做了什么?
If there's anxiety in your heart,
如果你的心里面有焦虑,
then there's an area that you're not trusting God.
就是在心中有一个部分,
The Bible says be anxious for nothing.
因为圣经跟我们讲说不要为任何事焦虑。
If you're dealing with fear,
如果你有害怕,
then there's an area that you're not trusting God.
就是有一个地方你没有信任主。
Now here's the great thing.
有一个很好的事。
The Lord wants to bring us into a deeper faith and a deeper level of trust.
主要带我们进入更深的信心，更深的信任。
He doesn't look at us and get angry with us because we're not trusting him.
他不会因为我们不信任他，他就对我们生气。
Some of you feel like you get frustrated because you feel like God's upset with you.
有些人觉得挫败感因为你觉得神在对你生气
maybe when you read this passage you read it like I used to read it
或者是你在读这个门徒们跟耶稣在船上这段经文就像我以前读的样子
like Jesus looking at you and saying why are you so fearful
因为好像说耶稣就看着你说
where is your faith
你为什么这么胆怯呢你的信心在哪
but I don't believe he was talking to his disciples that way
我现在不觉得说他对门徒说话是这样的。
I believe he looked at him and says, "Why are you so fearful?"
而是他看着门徒说：“你们为什么这么恐惧呢？你的信心在哪里？”
He loved them and he's like, "You're not understanding who I am yet."
耶稣爱他的门徒，他就说：“你们还没有明白我究竟是谁啊。”
You're not understanding that I can get you through any storm.
你们不明白，不论任何的风暴，我都可以带你们安全度过。
Jesus wants us to crawl up next to him if he's sleeping.
耶稣要我们的就是当他在睡觉的时候他要我们也紧紧地靠在他的旁边。
I mean, think about that. What would have happened if the disciples would have all just huddled up next to Jesus and just said, okay, well, I guess we're all taking a nap now.
想想看如果在那个情境之下所有的门徒说好耶稣在睡觉我们通通过去跟他一起睡觉。
See, now that doesn't make any sense.
那个没有道理。
We got to stop the ship from sinking.
我们应该要设法让这个船不要下沉。
This is the time we need to panic. We need to be afraid.
这个是一个紧急的时候，这个就是我们恐惧的时候。
But if we see Jesus sleeping,
但是我们看到耶稣正在睡觉。
Then we need to question why are we so afraid?
那我们就要问为什么我们这么胆怯。
Because if he's sleeping, there's got to be a good reason.
因为他在睡觉一定有一个很好的原因啊。
And trusting him says, well, I just guess I'm going to take a nap right now.
所以你要信任他我也一起睡个午觉。
That's called entering his rest.
这个就叫做进入他的安息。
Entering his rest does not feel normal when you're in a storm.
进入安息呢在 暴风当中你要进入安息这件事情不是正常。
You have been trained most of your life to react to a storm.
因为呢在我们一生当中我们已经被训练了 暴风来的时候我们的反应是什么
When there's something bad happening, we are taught as children that we are to react to that.
对我们自从是小孩的时候当坏事发生了我们就被教导说我们应该怎么做。
Some of you react in fear, some of you react in anger.
有的人是用生气来反应愤怒来反应有的人是用恐惧来反应。
But very few of us are taughtto wait upon the Lord and just learn to trust him in the midst of the storm.
但是很少被教导就是说我们要等候神在暴风中要信任他。
And trusting God in a storm is very, very hard on our flesh.
在暴风中信任神对我们的肉体来讲是很难的。
Because our flesh is screaming to do something. It wants to fix the problem.
因为我们的肉体在尖叫对不对他要说我们要来解决这个问题。
See, we want to fix our spouse. We want to make our spouse better.
我们要来看怎么样修剪我们的配偶
Because our spouse has
让他们更好一点。
They're special, so we need to fix them.
因为我的配偶有问题，他们是特殊人物，我们要把它修剪一下。
We want to fix our leaders because they apparently don't know how to lead very well.
或者是我们要来纠正一下我们的领袖，因为他们不知道怎么样领导。
Some of our leaders are special.
对，有些领袖的确实是特殊人物。
And we know better, so we need to fix them.
我们懂得更多，所以我们可以来订正他们。
I had an individual
有一个人
who was struggling with that
就是为这个事情挣扎。
Every time my wife and I would make a decision, there was always all these questions, why?
所以每一次我跟我太太我们做一个决定以后，她一直在问为什么你要这样做。
They felt like they could do it better.
因为他们觉得说我来做的话会做得更好。
So, me and my wisdom of Jesus,
所以我和耶稣的智慧
I found something and I put him in charge of that area.
我就找到一件事情我让这个人呢来主持那件事。
Told him, make it happen, grow that area.
对我就跟他讲说你所要的呢就让它发生然后在这个地方成长。
About 3 months later, they were pulling their hair out of their head.
三个月后呢，他们把头发都拔了。
People don't listen to me.
人们都不听我的话的。
And I said, why don't they listen to you?
我说为什么他们不听呢
？I don't know. I tell them what to do, and they don't listen.
我不知道，我已经告诉他们怎么做，他们不听。
Well, how do you tell them?
是啊，那你怎么告诉他们的
？Don't do this.
我就跟他们讲说不要这样做。
So did you think maybe it's the way you're telling them?
你有没有想到说没？也许是因为你告诉他们的方式不对。
No, I didn't think about that.
哦，我没有想过这个问题。
What are you asking them to do?
你到底要他们做什么
Then he would explain to me what he's asking them to do.
所以他就解释给我听
I said, do they know how to do that?
那你他们知道该怎么做吗
Yes.
对他们知道
How do you know that?
你怎么知道
Because they should. They should know that.
因为他们应该要知道这是他们应该要知道
I said, maybe they don't.
说也许他们不知道。
So he investigated and found out they didn't.
所以他就做一个调查，然后发现说他们确实不知道该怎么做的。
So little by little, he found out being a leader wasn't as easy as he thought it was.
所以一点一点，他发现说当一个领袖不是容易的事情。
So now 2 years later,
两年之后
he comes to me.
他来找我。
He says, I realize I know hardly anything about leadership.
他说我现在发觉了，我对领袖怎么样领导，我一点都不明白。
I felt like, you know, one of those kung fu movies.
我就想到一些那个武侠电影。
Grasshopper, you are ready to learn now.
现在好像在一个师父在跟徒弟讲说，蚱蜢，你现在在开始学习。
When you think you know nothing, now you can really learn.
因为现在已经知道你一无所知，这个就是你可以开始学习的时候。
The thing is there's a lot of truth to that.
哎，这个里面有真理。
I have something I say every now and then with certain people.
我对某些人有时候我说一些事情。
I will say things like, I don't know much. I'm not very smart.
我会这样讲，我会说我知道的不多，我不是很聪明。
I'm not that great of a leader.
我也不是一个非常好的领袖。
And I fail in so many areas.
我在很多地方我都失败。
And I'm careful who I say that around.
我说这个话的时候，我很小心是对谁说的。
Because people will start like, oh no no, you're not, you're not trying to make me feel better.
因为有的人他听到了，他就会说不不不，你不是像你所说的那样，要让我觉得好一点。
And I will tell them, I says no, I says you misunderstand me.
我会跟他讲说，你误解我。
I know my calling and I know the authority God has given me to walk in.
我知道我的呼召，我也知道神给我的权柄在哪里。
I know that there are gifts that I've been given that I function very, very well in.
我知道神有给我一些恩赐，在这些恩赐里面，我可以很好的运作。
But the closer I draw to the Lord,
但是我与神越接近，
the more I realize how very little I know.
我就越能够明白我其实知道的非常少。
Because God has so much to teach me and I will never be able to comprehend all of it.
因为神要教导我的这么多，我永远都没有办法明白每一项。
So I always remind myself that truly I don't know much.
所以我一直提醒我自己，真正的我实在是知道不多。
But I will faithfully walk in the little bit that he's given me.
但是我对那些我知道他所给我的那一点点，我就会有信实的走在其中。
It's very easy to start thinking that you got it all figured out.
因为很容易，你就会自己想说，啊，我一切都知道了。
And the minute you feel like you have it all figured out,
当你在想这样子的那一瞬间，
God will show you that you don't.
神就让你看到你其实不知道。
So I prefer just to realize right off the start that I don't have it all figured out.
所以呢，我宁愿就是一开始我就承认说我知道的不多。
And there's much that I have to learn.
我还要学习很多。
So the disciples, after Jesus calms the storm,
所以门徒当耶稣把风浪平静之后，
They say, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?
他们就说这是怎样的人呢？连风和海也听从他。
Meaning, once again, they didn't understand who he was.
所以再一次，意思就是说，他们不明白耶稣是谁。
And that's the heart of everything that was going on. That's the root of it.
所以这个不知道耶稣是谁，这个就是一个根，这就是他们的心。
The reason we don't fully trust God,
我们没有办法完全信任神的原因是
is because we really don't understand who he is.
因为我们不真正知道他是谁。
Now I'm not talking about knowing him theologically in your mind.
我现在不是在讲说在你的思想里面，神学上你知道他是谁。
I'm talking about the reality of relationship that affects the way I live my life.
而是我是说在与神的关系上，在与神关系上的这个实际是怎么样来影响我的生命的？
Because as you come into relationship with him, it changes the way you see everything.
因为你与神进入一个深的关系里面的时候，就改变了你对任何事情的看法。
Now, one thing I want you to always remember,
我要你永远记得
is we will grow in relationship with the Lord in areas of our life.
在我们生命各个不方面呢，我们与神的关系会增长。
Meaning, who remembers the story about the Gideon?
谁记得基甸的故事？
And remember when Gideon, when Israel, they were up in the mountains and the Midianites had all the land?
你记不记得以色列人在山上，米甸人的所有占领了他们的土地？
Well, it talks in there about how it shows how they had a view of how God worked.
在那里我们就看到说他们是怎么样来，他们对神的看法是什么。
In many cultures, you will have gods that do different things. For example, there might be the god of the mountains.
在不同的文化里面，我们对神的看法不同。比如说，我们说有掌管山的神。
There's the god of the valley.
或者是有掌管山谷的神。
There's the god of rain.
或者是有下雨的神
the god of of winter, the god of summer,
冬天的神，夏天的神。
And while we don't like to say this, a lot of times that's how we understand our God.
我们不愿意承认，但是每个很多时候，我们是用这样子的想法来想
我
们的神。
We look at him as one God, but we only think that he can do certain things in our life.
我们看他是一个神，我们想说，哦，神只能在我生命中的这个地方，他是神。
So if God heals me, let's say he heals my broken leg.
比如说神医治我的断脚。
Then I will know him as the healer of broken legs.
所以我就认识他说哦他是医治断脚的神。
But if I get cancer, I might start doubting and be in fear.
但是如果我现在得了癌症我就开始怀疑开始恐惧。
Now you might say, well, he's your healer. He healed your broken leg. He will heal your cancer.
你会说哎他就是医治者他医治了你的断腿他也会医治你的癌症。
And I will agree with you in theory, but my mind is telling me,No, that's the God of the broken leg. This is different. I need different kind of healing.
理论上我会同意你，你说的对。但是呢，我心里想的说不对，那个神是医治断腿的神，但是我现在的癌症需要得医治。
It's almost like God's power is only it's limited to the broken leg, and now this is something bigger. I gotta stir up more faith.
就好像说，神只是限你限制神只是那医治断腿的神，现在这个是癌症更大的事情，所以我的信心要更大。
Or we believe God and he finally gets us a job, so we know that God can provide us with a job.
或者是你在找工作，神赐予你一个工作，你说，哦，这个是能够提供工作的神。
But there's an opportunity for promotion, but we don't believe that God would allow us to be promoted.
晋升的机会来了，但是你不认为说神会让你晋升。
So he's the God that can get me a job, but he's not the God that can promote me.
所以变成一个说，神是赐给我工作的神，但是他不会让我晋升的神。
And so,There's always areas of our life where God wants to reveal more of himself to us.
所以在我们生命中各个地方呢神就一直要让在那个地方显示说他是谁。
And I also believe that's why we have the body of Christ.
所以我也相信说为什么我们就是有基督肢体的原因。
There will be things that I walk in because of what I've went through that God will reveal himself to me and I can share that with you.
因为我个人的经历的关系所以神在当时启示我的事情呢我可以与其他人分享。
And each of you will have things that God has revealed himself to you that you can share with me.
你们每一个人也是神向你们启示他自己的你们也可以与他分享。
And through this we grow together.
所以就 因着这些呢我们就可以一起成长。
That's why we need one another.
那就是为什么我们彼此都需要。
That's why we need those special people.
为什么需要那些特殊人物
Rua Let's just take a few minutes just wait on the Lord my speakers or my translator. You just keep talking in there, they'll get it.
Hello. 谢谢
Lord, we just wait upon you.
我们等候神
Set your eyes upon him and just begin to worship him.
仰望神，开始来敬拜他。
You are worthy.
你是配得。
You are worthy.
你是配得。
Anxiety or fear that have been there.
在那里有焦虑，有一些恐惧。
In your heart, I just want you to take those questions right now and just bring them before the Lord.
在你的心中，我要你把这些问题带到主的面前。
Say, Lord, forgive me for not trusting you.
你说主啊，求你原谅我。
I desire to trust you.
我渴望来信任你。
Help me, Lord, to believe that you are in control.
帮助我相信你掌权。
Father, help me to rest in you.
天父，让我在你里面得安息。
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare your peace.
天父，奉耶稣的名，
我宣告，over hearts and minds.
在他们的脑筋里，在他们的心上，求你释放和平安。
Father, where there has been doubt, I ask that you release your faith.
在那有疑惑的地方，求你释放信心。
Faith to lay hold of your truth.
煽动这个火，来启示你的真理。
Father, where there has been fear, I ask that you release your love within their heart.
在那有恐惧的地方，天父，我要求你释放你的爱。
For it is your love that casts out fear.
因为你的爱能够驱赶恐惧。
And Father, where there has been anxiety,
还有那有焦虑的地方。
Lord, just give them an understanding of who you are.
让他们明白你是谁。
There are unanswered questions.
有一些问题是还没有答案的。
But you can trust him.
但是你能够信任他的。
Just rest in him.
就是安息在他。
Enjoy your time with him.
享受你与他一起的时光。
Know this, he will give you the answer when the time is when it's time.
你要知道，当他的时刻来了，他会给你答案。
He will not be 1 minute too late.
他不会迟一分钟。
Just trust him.
要信任他。
You do not need to fear.
你不需要忧害怕。
Father, I just bless your people.
天父，我祝福你的人民。
With a heart to know you.
让他们有一颗认识你的心。
When the anxiety, Lord, and the fear tries to come back.
当焦虑跟恐惧是要回到他们的心中。
Let your love be released within them.
在你的他们的里面就会释放出你的爱来。
That they may run to you.
他们会快跑奔向你。祝福他们，天父。
Reveal yourself to them.
启示你是谁。
Let your word become a life.
让你的话语转变成生命。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。